Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Somebody texted in and said, I am so glad you're talking about cell phones and dinner because basically it's a long text, but it says that society, in their opinion, began to fall apart when people stopped having family dinners together. Laura Scaramella, our friend, professor of psychology at UNO, my alma mater, joins us now. Good morning, doctor.
Hi.
How you doing? Good. How important is it for a family as a unit to sit down, share a meal?
I think it's really important. I think it's a good time to connect, and it's a nice informal time to keep tabs on what your kids are up to and have good opportunities for memories and just reconnecting as a family.
Have cell phones, have there been any studies to indicate that cell phones are disrupting that even more? And I was wondering, as we thought about this, if it's really any worse than the television back in the day, because, you know, people would sit around, eat dinner, put the news on, put whatever on, and watch it.
Yeah, I think it's a lot the same. I don't know of any study that has linked cell phone use during dinner time with problems, but I think it's the same thing. Whenever you have some sort of distraction, you're diverting the attention away from the family members and onto something else.
They had a study during the week, and I know you didn't come on to talk about this, but that cell phone usage could lead to ADHD, and I guess as it comes, generally speaking, as in when it comes to attention spans, are people losing the ability to concentrate for more, for an extended period of time, or is there a number of seconds that the average person can concentrate on one thing for?
I don't think there's any limit to how long you can concentrate. I think people differ substantially in how much they can focus and sustain attention. But there has been, so the study that came out linking cell phone use with ADHD is really linking it to increased symptoms of ADHD. So they didn't have necessarily increases in diagnoses, but it is important to realize that the more time you spend on a device, an iPad, an iPhone, the more difficult it is to focus attention, to control impulsive behavior, to resist distraction. Those kind of things are really impeded by using cell phones and iPads for extended periods of time.
And it's not, for people that don't understand, it's not talking on a cell phone. I don't know if that many people even talk on a cell phone anymore, do they?
Well, I do, but
As ironic as that is, you know, most people are scrolling through Twitter or Instagram or one of these other apps, and
Snapchat. I think we've replaced texting with just picking up the phone, and we've replaced emails with picking up the phone. But I think the challenge, I always think it's a little ironic. If you think about technology, kids are glued to that phone, right? So mm-hmm. They are focusing attention on the phone, and they're sustaining attention on that phone for a long time. But what they're doing on the phone is switching from app to app, flicking through things, never really staying focused on any one thing. If you think about reading, you're focusing your attention on that page and you're sustaining your involvement in the book. What they're doing on an iPad is watching something for a few seconds and then switching to something else and then scrolling through something. It seems like teenagers, my kids even, who are not teenagers, spend a lot of time scrolling and looking for things and not ever really focusing on any one thing. I think that's where the problem is that it's this inability to really maintain attention.
What do you find in your classroom when you teach? What is your policy?
Well, that's interesting because we actually like to have technology in the classroom. So all of my students are usually on their laptops taking notes. Now, I cannot control whether or not they're emailing. I can't control what they're looking at because I don't see the screen. Mm-hmm. But I can call on them. And so I think technology needs to be a part of the classroom. But I also think that teachers need to do a really good job of keeping the students engaged on what's going on in the classroom.
And back in the day, you couldn't control somebody doodling or daydreaming about God knows
exactly.
what, right?
Exactly.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time. I really do. And Clancy Dubo said UNO built the middle class of this city. I think it did, and I hope it gets every bit of funding it needs.
Oh, thank you. We're doing great. So good. Thank you so much.
You have a good day. Laura Scaramella, professor of psychology at UNO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.